At todolisthome.com, we're all about honeybees, gardens, and preparedness. One tenet of preparedness is wealth, and we build wealth through good health. Good health is a result of eating right, getting enough sleep, and exercise. And so far, for most of my life, I've been practicing at least two of the three. I grew up in a funeral home, and I know well enough I'll sleep good when I'm dead. But the trick is now, while I'm alive, is not to lose so much sleep that my body suffers as a result. Although the road to health and financial independence seems arduous, it is only so because of my dependence on systems of sustenance that are a fact of living today. However, little by little, these systems are identified, and my dependence on them is diminished over time. In past episodes regarding early retirement, I have identified a four-part plan to gain financial independence. But financial independence is useless if I'm not well enough to enjoy it. Thus, I begin to explain my plans for getting in shape and staying that way so that the ultimate goal of greater independence is not only achieved, but enjoyed. Getting in shape and staying that way for me has been a tenet of my life since I was about 13. I used to get my ass kicked a lot for growing up in a funeral home, or just being me, and then luckily my older brother left behind his barbell set when he left home. And even more luckily for me, I took to them pretty well.
By the time other kids could see me benching 200 pounds and being on the football team, my days of getting my ass kicked were numbered, except for being on the dog team during football practice.
Football instilled in me some good discipline for wanting to be strong and stay that way, and I continued with regular exercise. But I let things go to hell for a while, and before I knew it, I was in the U.S. Army basic training, getting my ass kicked again. I left training with a renewed vigor for being in shape and staying that way, and that vigor has remained with me for the past 20 years plus since I was discharged. I've been around the world and I've run and pushed the ground wherever I was.
The achievements I have made in my life have been in large part possible to the discipline and the mental sharpness that exercise has given me.
Now that spring is just 12 days away, it's more important than ever to maintain a disciplined routine of exercise because soon I will need all the muscles I have for working in the gardens. And since I spend so much time in the gardens, the time exercising will be greatly diminished. So if you've been following along at all, you know I'm cheap, and as such, my routine for getting in shape and staying that way has no membership fee attached to it. I do yoga for back pain, stretching, and mental satisfaction. I ride my bike pretty much every day to get to work and take the dog for a run. I still weight train, and have just a couple of dumbbells and a $20 set from Walmart I got about 20 years ago, which has been more than enough to help me stay strong. I recently discovered some awesome fat-burning cardio workouts on YouTube that have proven once again how easy it is to kick my ass. And doing this episode has renewed a desire started at todolisthome.com, and in the future, I'll explain more about how to get... Come on, get out of the way. And in the future, I would... Come on. I'm going to put that in the video, too. I recently discovered some awesome fat-burning cardio workouts on YouTube that have proven, again, how easy it is to kick my ass. And doing this episode has renewed a desire to share more about each of these routines in detail in future episodes. For now, I provide links in today's episode at todolisthome.com that'll help get you started. And in the future, I'll explain more about how great each of these routines can make your life. At the very least, if you don't end up rich, you'll end up smiling and feeling like $1 million. Thanks for watching, and y'all come back now, you hear?